This podcast is brought to you by Towncast Studios. What's Towncast Studios? Why, that's a great question. Towncast Studios is all about creating hyper-local content. Podcasts, video, social media, blogs, and more, telling the stories and sharing the sounds and the sights and the views and the opinions of your community. Imagine a podcast highlighting the new restaurant that just popped up in the neighborhood, or a YouTube video showcasing the redesigned kids' playground near your home, or someone who's sharing all that really important information that came out of the school board meeting, or a place where your mayor or town council are telling you what's new, what's exciting, what's changing, what's under construction, so that you can stay informed. And just imagine having a place where you know what's going on from voices that you can trust. Now imagine you were that trusted voice. Here at Towncast Studios, we're going to help you launch, edit, produce, and publish content that will tell the stories of your community, or what we're calling Towncast. So if you're interested in learning more about how to Towncast or what a Towncast is, head on over to towncaststudios.com or check out our new Towncast podcast at towncastpodcast.com and get started telling the stories of your community today.
I'm here with Towncast Studios founder, Matthew Passy. Matthew, you sat down with the hosts of the Entrepreneurial Insights podcast. What is that all about?
So the Entrepreneurial Insights podcast is hosted by Jay Healy, Pearson Crutcher. Once again, I have to disclose that these are, in fact, clients of the podcast consultant. We did not launch their podcast, but we were privileged to take over production of it, starting with season two. And again, this is one of those great examples of how people are using towncasting for their business. So Jay is a managing director and partner at Beacon Point Advisors. Pearson is the executive director at the Society of Entrepreneurs. All of their efforts are focused around Memphis, Tennessee. And so they use this show to go around and talk to business leaders, entrepreneurs, founding members, things like that, all throughout Memphis, Tennessee. Partially as an effort for them to network and grow and meet these different people, but also because there is just a prolific and budding entrepreneurial scene there in Memphis that doesn't get talked about, doesn't get a lot of play, right? When you think of entrepreneurism, you think of, or startup scene, right? You think of Silicon Valley, you think of New York City. Now, maybe you think of Miami and Austin and Boulder, Denver, right? Those kinds of places. But Jay and Pearson are really on a mission to put Memphis on that same map for entrepreneurial vision. And they do a great job in this Entrepreneurial Insights podcast.
Just another example of how towncasting can be used for networking and for growing your own brand and business. Let's take a listen.
All right, going to take you down to Memphis, and we are chatting with Jay Healy and Pearson Crutcher. Jay Healy is a co-host of the Entrepreneurial Insights podcast and managing director and partner at Beacon Point Advisors. Pearson is also a co-host of the Entrepreneurial Insights podcast and executive director at the Society of Entrepreneurs. And you can find their podcast at soememphis.com. Jay and Pearson, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. Thank you, Matthew.
So you launched this podcast a few years ago. You have a very specific focus on the greater Memphis area. I guess first, start off by telling us, why did you want to do a podcast with a focus around entrepreneurs and business leaders in your community?
I had been dreaming about doing a podcast myself. I'm the director of the Society of Entrepreneurs, which is a membership organization. We have about 100 entrepreneurs in the Memphis area, and they're voted on by their peers. But they all have very unique, very inspirational stories. You know, Jeff Webb starting Varsity Spirit from the trunk of his car, and Hilliard Cruz starting Memphis Glove that became MCR Safety out of a storage unit on Lamar Avenue. So those stories were just so, it's so nice to hear of other people doing things, starting things, and we wanted to inspire other people wanting to start businesses. So I've been dreaming about it, and then Jay called me, and Jay, you can take over, because why did you think that we should do it?
Yeah, so as a financial professional, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and love their stories, just love to hear in detail about how they started the business, how they run it, how they grew it, and I really love to learn leadership styles from different business owners. So I was thinking sort of in the same way, like I would love to get this podcast going. I like to listen to podcasts as well. I'd love to interview a bunch of business owners. And as I was contemplating that and processing the how and the why, I knew I've had a long relationship with Pearson and the Society of Entrepreneurs. The partnership with the Society of Entrepreneurs made sense to me. So I reached out to Pearson, told her what I was trying to do, and told her why I think it would fit for the both of us. And we very quickly agreed to try and do it.
So other than having this fascination with entrepreneurs and, you know, wanting to hear these stories, what were you hoping to get out of these episodes, right? You do a lot of work in terms of lining up guests, doing some background research, interviewing them, editing them, publishing them, marketing them. So what is the return that you're looking for in putting out this product?
The mission of the Society of Entrepreneurs is to educate and encourage entrepreneurs. And I think that through the storytelling, it is so good, I think, for people that are aspiring to be at the level where you become a member of the Society of Entrepreneurs. And our membership, they've all been in business for at least 10 years and have significant number of employees and had successful businesses for a while going on. So I think it's just very inspirational for somebody that's wanting to start a business to understand that that feeling of waking up in the middle of the night, not knowing how you're going to make payroll, is something that other people have been there, done that, and survived.
I would just say it's like spreading the word. Spreading the word about the Society of Entrepreneurs, and spreading the word about the individual business owners, and spreading the word about Memphis too. So we love Memphis as a entrepreneurial place, and we want to sort of promote that for people who don't realize it.
So is your target audience typically folks in the greater Memphis area, or is part of the focus to tell these stories and to share them with people outside of the Memphis area and maybe get them interested in investing or, you know, having their business relocated to where you are?
I think it's a little bit of both. Certainly the people who know the entrepreneurs are interested in listening to the interviews. But if you're just a business owner and you want to learn from other folks, I think it's a great resource.
And have you found that to be the case, that having this podcast has attracted both new members to the society as well as possibly brought in outside interest to take a closer look at Memphis for their next business venture?
Maybe they wouldn't have become members of the Society of Entrepreneurs yet, because like I said, the Society does programs for local business owners. We have an Entrepreneurs Roundtable that meets once a month over lunch with the members, and we have other programs. So certainly that has driven people to our other programming, and then maybe they aspire to one day be a member of the Society of Entrepreneurs.
Now, because your show does have this geo-local focus for the most part, are there things that you are doing to promote or market or to grow the podcast that are specific to a hyper-local podcast that, you know, maybe other folks thinking about this should be considering?
I think that like local newspapers, the local chamber likes what we're doing and they promote it for us. So I think that that helps.
We have a local Memphis magazine. And they have a tip sheet that goes out every Friday, and that it's on that. So for people that are already getting that magazine, Memphis Business, they're getting all the information on that too. And of course, Jay and I's extensive mailing list.
Right. Yeah, that is definitely a piece of the puzzle, is using our individual companies to promote the podcast as well as everything else we do.
Did you have a pre-existing relationship with that magazine before the podcast, or was that something you developed as a way to help grow this product?
I've actually had the relationship that the Society of Entrepreneurs has for many years. Like I said, we induct new members every year at a big black tie event, and they have featured our new members for probably the last 10 years in an article in the April edition of the magazine right before we do the event. They're a great partner. It's a very well-respected magazine, and they have a power player edition also that is list all the power players in the city. So since they've been doing that, then they've added this as another item that they want to advertise for us or help us get the word out.
The way the Society of Entrepreneurs has grown and evolved over time, this is just one other channel of the way that they spread the word within Memphis. But I think it's a good channel for people who are interested in podcasts and love the detailed interviews, as opposed to some of the other ways that you can learn about business in Memphis.
Right. I was going to say, like, is it possible that people who, you know, maybe they stop reading the email newsletter or they're not checking out the blogs, right? Like, but they are listening to episodes because it's something they can do while driving, working out, you know, doing their other job. And so have you seen a little bit more traction here than with other spots?
I think it's been really good. I hear about a lot of people that have said that they've listened to it. I think what kind of usually will start them is that it's an interview with a member that they know and respect. Jeff Webb, Duncan Williams, Bill Courtney, you know, they tune in maybe because of a specific person doing that interview, and then they find out, because we ask lots of other questions that are not just about those people. One of the things we always want to know is if people think that an entrepreneur is born or taught. So we have those kinds of questions that we ask at all of them, and it, they're personal stories, but also pretty interesting takes on entrepreneurship.
I would love it if I walked into a clothing store one day and they just said, "Are you Jay Healy, the host of the podcast?" That hasn't quite gotten to that point yet, but maybe it will.
So for other, whether it's folks who are business leaders, entrepreneurs, or just those who have a bit of a passion about podcasting, any advice or any lessons that you've learned from having this hyperlocal podcast that you'd want to share with others?
I really just think that it's important that we tell these stories. I mean, you know, we interviewed one of our members the other day, and he's an older gentleman, and he was talking about how excited he was to have this so that he could, you know, it's something that he'll have forever, for his children, his grandchildren, forever to come. So I just think, do it. I mean, you know, I think what Jay and I do well is it's a conversation, pretty informal, and I think that it just shows the people behind big companies in our city.
Just from an operational standpoint, I would say that it's helpful to work with other professionals who can do the stuff you don't know how to do. So somebody like Matthew, who can edit, distribute the podcast, is super helpful. Other than that, be niche-y. I think some of the best podcasts are the ones that are very focused on really specific details. And, you know, you may get a few hundred, a few thousand listeners, but those listeners are very interested in your topics. And so I think that that's one of the things you can do in a podcast that you necessarily can do elsewhere, is just really focus on what you're interested in focusing on.
And speaking of listeners, anything you do as far as follow up with folks who you find out are listening, are downloading, are engaging with your content?
Well, I can tell you that what I do, but it's not on a huge scale, but I've had many people that have said how much they've enjoyed the podcast. And then I actually text them when a new podcast issue drops. I text it straight to their iMessage, and then that way it's so easy for them just to hit it and play. So I do that for a pretty significant group of our membership anyway.
You must have an excellent and very forgiving mobile plan if you can text all those people every time another episode drops.
I know, it's not that many people, but those people I know are then sharing it with their people and everything. So it goes that way.
Have you come up or have you seen any tactics that work specifically for, not just like you said, for you sharing it, but getting those listeners to share it with others?
Ask them. I mean, seriously, just taking that one step, it's amazing that they're like, "Oh, I didn't think about that. Sure, I'll be happy to do that." And then it just expands the listening audience for sure.
The companies, especially if they're ongoing companies, they have their own email distribution, and they'll share it with their employees or their network, which is helpful. Doesn't always apply to everybody, but when it does apply, I think it's great.
So back to the, as one of my former mentors used to say, back to the KISS method, keep it simple, stupid.
Pretty good method.
Yeah.
Very good. We've been chatting with Pearson Crutcher and Jay Healy. They are co-hosts of the Entrepreneurial Insights podcast. You can find it at the Society of Entrepreneurs, SOEMemphis.com. Pearson and Jay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Towncast Podcast. I'm Joe Gangemi, aka Towncast Joe, and on behalf of Matthew Passy and everyone here at Towncast Studios, we appreciate your support. With the Towncast Podcast, we hope to provide value to you, the listener, by educating, entertaining, and enlightening on the potential of what podcasting and towncasting can be. We really believe it can change the world for the better. If you want to keep up with Towncast, you can subscribe to the Towncast podcast so you don't miss an episode. You can also connect with us on social And feel free to send us a message anytime via towncastpodcast.com. So I'll see you on the next one, Towncasters. Until then, keep on sharing the sounds of your community.